Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Stanley Cup. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, accompanied by Tom Stillman and Alex Pietrangelo.
Thank you very much. It's a great honor today. These are great champions behind me, great athletes. I always respect great athletes, but they're also very smart because you can't win unless you're smart. Takes more than just the muscles, right? I think we've all learned that. Today it's my pleasure to welcome the Stanley Cup champions, the St. Louis Blues. I watched it very carefully. I watched that season and I saw, gee, they're not doing very well this year, but you'll see the story. It's an amazing story of comebacks. Congratulations to head coach Craig Berube and the Blues organization. And I just want to congratulate you guys. That is something. Fantastic. Fantastic. And the entire team on winning your first Stanley Cup. And you'll probably have many more based on what I'm hearing. We're delighted to be joined by Second Lady Karen Pence. Karen, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Mike is getting ready to make a big trip. He'll be leaving tomorrow. We have a delegation leading today, and Mike is heading it up with Secretary Pompeo. They'll be leaving tomorrow. And we're having very strong talks with a lot of people. We want to bring our soldiers back home after so many years. And they're the greatest warriors in the world. They're policing. They're not a police force. They're a different kind of a force. We want to bring our soldiers back home. And we're being very tough on Turkey and a lot of others. They have to maintain their own properties now. They have to maintain peace and safety. And we'll see what happens. The delegation, we're asking for a ceasefire. We put the strongest sanctions that you can imagine, but they get a lot. We have a lot in store if they don't have an impact, including massive tariffs on steel. They ship a lot of steel to the United States. They make a lot of money shipping steel. They won't be making so much money. I just want to tell you that the stock market is way up today because of probably the trade deal that we made with China. We made a fantastic deal. You guys would have been very proud of it. Your agents would have been your agents would have been very proud. Those agents, right? They sit in bed, they weigh 350 pounds and they complain. You're not playing very well today. Come on. So, the good old agents, but they would have been proud. We're going to be selling to China about $50 billion worth of farm agricultural products. And it's amazing. And China's been great. China's really been great in this. And we have phase two, and we're doing a lot with banking and with financial services already in phase one. Phase one is massive, actually. It's probably the simpler stuff, but in some ways, maybe it's the most complicated, but it's very big numbers. So I hear the most the farmers ever did was $16 billion. So I said, ask for 70. They said, no, you don't mean 70. 16, ask for 70. I said, yeah, ask for 70. So we agreed on 50. And the only problem is they say the farmers can't produce it. It's too much. I said, don't reduce it. My people said, all right, make it 20. I said, no, make it 50. Let the farmers tell me we can't do it. The farmers will never say that. Because they'll do it. You guys know that, right? So we have $50 billion worth of agriculture. It's the largest contract of its kind by three times ever signed. And China's starting immediately, even though the agreement will take Gary. You get agreements done much more quickly. Gary Bettman, what a job. But the agreement will take probably until Chile. We're going to Chile for a meeting, as you know, summit. And hello, Mr. Senator. Look at my two great senators. Roy, stand up, even though I'm going to introduce you in a sec. How's our young, incredible Josh doing? Good job. Come on, stand up, Josh. What a job. Roy and I sat back. We said, we need somebody that's really outstanding to beat her. I won't mention names. And they had four or five candidates. I looked at four or five candidates. I said, I want him. And he really, under pressure, was unbelievable. Thank you very much. We made a good choice, Roy, right? What do you think? Yes? One thing with Roy, he'll tell you if it was no good. He'll tell you now. It's always dangerous, right, Josh? Anyway, congratulations. Great job. But we're delighted to be joined also by Secretary Alex Azar, who's been fantastic, and Andrew Wheeler, EPA. Andrew, thank you very much. And Robert Lighthizer, how are you doing with trade with other countries? Doing all right? All he does is contracts. He does contracts. In fact, he probably wants to leave now because he's got another contract. We just did one with Japan. We just did one with South Korea. China's happening. Mexico, Canada's happening if they can ever get it approved. I doubt they will because it's Nancy Pelosi. They're too busy working on impeachment. And by the way, we just hit the greatest economy we've ever had. Let's impeach the president. Isn't that a good idea? I wouldn't worry about it, fellas. I wouldn't worry about it. Don't worry too much. How are we doing, Roy? Okay in the Senate? I hear we're looking very good. I hear our senators, they're the greatest. I want to start by introducing a man that I've known a little bit, but he's been a great business success, Tom Stillman. He's the majority owner of the St. Louis Blues. And Tom became the chairman of the Blues, had a great success in business, but we won't bore him with that. And tremendous success, actually. Became the chairman of the Blues, and in May of 2012, when he took over, he said, I have a plan for 5 years, 6 years, 8 years. We have to have a champion. And within 7 years, they won the Stanley Cup, the beautiful Stanley Cup right here. So that's a great job. You know, he wasn't on the list to introduce. I said, wait a minute, he's the owner. They want to introduce everybody but the owner. I said, give me a little information. That's a very good thing, 7 years. We've been waiting a little longer than that in New York, you know? We're waiting, but we'll get there. We're going to get there. We also have some very proud Blues fans here with us, and we just introduced Senator Roy Blunt, who's a fantastic man, a great friend of mine. He's done an incredible job, and he loves your state very much. He loves your team. He loves your team. Roy, thank you very much. And as I said, Josh Hawley, who's a young, brilliant star of the Senate, and he's been doing fantastically well. And I want to thank you very much, Josh, for the job you're doing. Representatives Mike Bost. Where's Mike? Mike, stand up, Mike. Just stand up as I enter. You got so many political people here. They're so afraid of not being here, they'll lose half of their vote if they're not here today. They all came back early because they didn't want to not be here. Right, Mike? Rodney Davis, a great guy. Thank you, Rodney. John Katko, the great Billy Long. Thanks, John. Where's Billy? Billy, do an auction for the Saints. Auction the team off, please. Yeah, come on. Come on over here, Billy. Come on. Auction off the Stanley Cup. And he didn't know I was going to. You won't believe this, though.
And I've never been to auction school either. So
I'm gonna buy the Stanley Cup.
All right, gonna buy the Stanley Cup here. Hey, and who get 25? Would you get $30,000? How about a 30? 35, 40, able to buy 45, 45, 50. How about a $50,000? Now 5, to buy 60, now 5, 65. Get that satisfied look off your face. You're out. 65, 70, I have sold it $65,000. Hey, will you sign this? The last one brought $15,000.
I will. Give me a pen.
He signed my St. Jude tie at the State of the Union. We gave the money. We auctioned it off for $15,000 to St. Jude. He's going to sign this one here. This will be in next year's auction.
This was not planned, by the way.
What do you mean it wasn't planned? That plan, they stopped me at the gate. They said, stand over here. They didn't know I was coming.
Thank you, Billy. Billy. Pretty good job, though, didn't he? Isn't that pretty good? I think it's pretty good. And Blaine, where's Blaine? Blaine Lutkemeyer, friend of mine. Good. Thank you, Blaine. Great job. That's a great job. Jason Smith. Jason. Thank you, Jason. A great hockey player. I must tell you, I'm not sure we're in that category, though, Pete, right? What do you think? I know you were really good. Do you know that he was a great player in his own right? Okay. Pete Stauber. Yeah. He was a good one. And Ann Wagner, she wasn't a great player, but she's a great person. Thanks, Ann. Missouri Governor Mike Parson. Mike, great job. And Attorney General Eric Schmidt. Eric, and many other leaders, great leaders, and another leader, and I introduced him a little bit before, but the NHL commissioner, Gary Bettman. I've known him so long, I refuse to say how long. It's a lot of years, right? A lot of years. A lot of success, too. Way to go, Gary. Way to go. It's an honor to have you. So what we were alluding to before is in 2019, when the year started, you were true underdogs midway through the season. The Blues were ranked last in the NHL. I can't believe that, fellas. But don't worry, it gets better. You only had 15 wins. You had 18 losses and four ties. On January 6th, fresh off another really bad loss, a hard one. It was close, but it was bad. A few of the Blues players, it's still a loss, right? Losses are no good no matter by what. Does it matter if you lose them close, Tom, or it's a loss is a loss, right?
It's a loss.
Yeah, I think so. At least you have a little hope when they're close, right? But they gathered at a bar in Philadelphia where they heard the 1982 hit Gloria. That's where you were. That's why we were playing that song for those of you that don't know what's happened here. Gloria. The next day, you shut out the Flyers, who were hot, and Gloria became your new win song. It was a win song. That's why we played it. So now everybody gets it. Otherwise, the fake news would be criticizing me. They'd say, what kind of a song? You're playing this song. And what is that? Look at that guy. Look at that mouth of that guy. Come here a minute. Come here. Come here. You think he's taken a few hits? Huh? You think he's stuck? You think I could take him in a fight? I don't know. I don't know. Wow. How did mine look? No hockey. That's great. Over the next few weeks, the Blues notched 11 straight wins, the longest winning streak in team history, and soon earned a place in the playoffs. In the first round, you took on the Winnipeg Jets, moments away from overtime in Game 5. The Blues' left wing, Jaden Schwartz, scored the winning goal in the last 15 seconds of regulation, and everybody else just took a deep breath and said, that was close. Where's Jason? Jason?
Jaden.
Oh, Jaden, come here. Say a few words. Jaden. Oh. Jaden. And they say he's a great golfer, but...
Well, I wouldn't have been able to score if it wasn't for my partner passing me the puck. Where are you, Tyler? Golf partner, too, undefeated.
Ooh.
If you want to take us on sometime, yes. Let us know.
Fantastic. Thank you, Jaden. The next game, St. Louis clinched the series after Jaden scored all three. Jaden, you're pretty good. All three of the Blues' goals. And, Jaden, your persistence made you the Blues' leader in the playoff goal scoring. That's a great job. After winning two more series, the Blues were off to the legendary Stanley Cup Finals, which everybody watches, everybody loves. Very special. It was a matchup for the ages. With the series tied at 3-3, the Blues headed to Boston for the final showdown against a great team. Watching from the bleachers was your biggest fan, 11-year-old Layla Anderson, who is here with us today. Where's Layla? Layla, stand up. Come on up here, Layla. Come on up here. Good job. Hi. So you all know Layla. Layla is a bigger celebrity than our two senators. They just hope that she's not going to be running against them someday. But it's a really an extraordinary story of a very heroic young woman. Throughout the season, Layla was bravely battling an extremely rare life-threatening immune disease called HLH. Blues players visited her in the hospital constantly, and they hosted a bone marrow registry drive to help her get life-saving treatment. Layla's mother, Heather, said, who's here, these boys are what keeps her going. They're just incredible, incredible young men. Thank you very much for being here. Very, very nice. Very nice. Layla received a bone marrow transplant in January and was strong enough to cheer the team on to victory in the final game. Layla, your exceptional courage and, frankly, the fact that you brought the team some luck which is important, right? We all need a little of that. But we just want to thank you. You inspired the Blues all season, and today you continue to inspire all Americans. We all know your story right now. See all of those people back there? See, they look so friendly. They're not. They're not. They're tougher than these guys, okay? But I'll bank on these guys. So congratulations, darling. You take care of yourself, okay?
Thank you. Thank you, honey.
So the Stanley Cup final was an extraordinary finish to a miraculous season. So you think of that, and that's what we're referring to. They started off so bad that even the commission was telling me it wasn't looking too good for this team, right? But they set records. When the puck dropped, the Blues did not strike right away. You only knew it took one shot on goal until the final minutes of the first period. Then Stanley Cup MVP. What happened to Jaden with all the gauze? I think Jaden should be the MVP. Not Mullican. Where's Ryan? Ryan O'Reilly. Come in. That's pretty good. Say a couple of words. Thanks, Ryan. That's enough.
Well, I couldn't do it without these guys behind me. And we're a great team, and it was a heck of a run.
And you're not Irish, are you, buddy?
I am.
Great going, Ryan. Ryan O'Reilly scored the first goal of the game and became the first player since Wayne Gretzky, a great guy, really fantastic guy, in 1985 to score four consecutive Cup final games. He scored in all of them. Ryan, congratulations on winning the Conn Smythe Trophy. As the first period came to a close, team captain Alex Pietrangelo, where is he? Where's Alex? Come on over here. Look at this guy. Come on, say a couple of words, Alex. Look, see that? Yeah. You don't even get that for sports.
No. This is a bigger deal than the sports. This is pretty cool.
It's part of everything.
Yeah, pretty good group of guys back here. Huh?
You better believe it.
Yeah, big golfers.
That's right.
Big golfers. I know you like that. Well, thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Great job.
Appreciate it.
Great job. Thank you, Alex. Alex rushed forward and found that the back of the net was his, taking a 2-0 lead, but Boston didn't let up. It's a tough team. I know the owner, too. How's he doing? Okay. Good man, right? Not so happy, unfortunately, but he's my friend. But he wasn't so happy. The Bruins took 33 shots on net during the game, and the Blues, rookie goaltender, that's pretty good. Jordan Binnington, where's Jordan? Jordan, I got to find, come here. He stopped 32 of 33, so why didn't you stop the other one, Jordan? You could have made the game a lot easier. Come on.
Yeah, first off, you know, that's my bad, I guess. Could have had a shutout there, but you know, we went all that way, so we had to finish the job, and
you did it.
It was a great game, and yeah,
fantastic.
We're happy we're here. Thanks.
So, have you always had good reflexes?
I guess so.
If you didn't, you'd be in trouble.
Yeah.
If you didn't, it wouldn't.
I don't think
be
I'd
pretty.
Be here.
No. I don't think you'd be. No. I don't think you'd be here, right?
No.
That's right. Great job, Jordan. Thank you very much. 32 of 33. I guess that's good, Commissioner. That's pretty good, right? I think so. Jordan, your outstanding 97% save percentage held Boston to a single goal. That's pretty good, huh? After 52 years, the Blues finally and triumphantly raised the Stanley Cup. That's amazing. 52 years, and you did it in seven, huh? Come here. And the St. Louis Blues' amazing comeback reminds us to never give up, never lose faith, never, ever quit. Just keep forging ahead. You never know. Just keep forging ahead. But this team is really exemplary, starting a season so badly where they were in last place and people had written them off. And I think your fans are so loyal, frankly, they don't stop coming, Roy, do they? I don't think so. Josh, they came anyway, but they probably sort of gave up. They started, some of them. But it's incredible. Think of that. So they had a record streak, and then all of a sudden they're in it, and then they win, and they keep winning. When you work hard, support each other, believe in yourself, and give everything you've got, victory is always within reach. To the St. Louis Blues, congratulations again on your unforgettable season. That was really a tremendous final. Incredible. And the thrilling Stanley Cup win. And it's now my honor to invite up the chairman, the man that we've been talking about, we're going to call him 7-year Tom. That's actually a very quick period of time, but he's a great gentleman, and he'll say a few words about the team. Thank you. Tom Stillman, thank you. Thank you, Mr. President, and thanks so much for welcoming us to the White House today. It is really an honor to be here and to be here with you. It's also an honor to be here with the group of guys that's behind me here. They showed tremendous, not only skill and ability in their sport, but great character and persistence. I think they serve as a model for not only our sport, but other sports, but how to live your life in as you said, never giving up. So it's a proud moment to be here with all of them.
Well, Tom, you worked here, didn't you? Right in the area. You were working in government.
I did work in government for a while. I was over there at the Commerce Department in export controls for a while. So,
well, if you ever get tired of doing this, maybe we can get you back over there.
I'm sticking with hockey.
Good to say. Tom, maybe the coach would like to say a few words.
Yes.
Coach.
Sure. thank you. On behalf of the team and the Blues organization, we just want to thank the Mr. President for having us here today. It's a great honor to come here. We won the Stanley Cup. I think once we got our team working together and playing together, when you play as a team day in and day out, it's hard to get you hard. You're going to be hard to beat. So that's what it basically boiled down to. These guys all came together as a team and played for each other, and we ended up being champions. But thank you again for having us on behalf of the organization.
How is it going this year, Coach? How's it going so far this year?
That's all right. Up and down a little bit.
Better than last year.
Yeah, better. But a little bit better. We've been on quite a road trip here. A lot of stuff going on up in Canada. Went to the Hockey Hall of Fame. And we presented a Stanley Cup ring to the Hockey Hall of Fame. So these guys are going through a lot right now with a lot of travel and everything, and coming here. It's a great honor. It's we love it all, but it's just a lot on everybody right now. But we're getting home here today.
But now the pressure's off because you've done it, so there's a lot less pressure.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, thank you again for having us.
Great job. I just want to say great job. It's an honor to have all of you folks here. And Gary, congratulations. Fantastic sport. Please.
Mr. President, on behalf of the St. Louis Blues organization and all of our fans back in St. Louis, the other members of our ownership group here today, our whole team, including the on-ice team and the rest of the Blues organization, we'd like to present you this jersey.
Thank you very much. Wow. Whoa.
This is our Stanley Cup championship jersey. I think it'll be just right on the golf course.
That's beautiful. Would you like to introduce your other owners? Would you like to do that?
Sure. Let's see. We have Don Lux, Jim Cavanaugh, Steve Maritz, Scott McKegg, Tom Schlafly, Jim Cooper, and am I missing anybody? John Ross.
Any
as
other
well.
Honor out there?
No. All members of our
congratulations. Well, thank you all very much. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. See you soon.
Thank you.